Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hey, Tailblazers, it's me, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Guess what? Today is National Moon Day. 50 years ago, on July 20th, 1969, American astronauts landed on the moon. So, we decided to make a Nova's Lab episode that celebrates that. But before we get to it, we have some very special shout-outs. Thank you very much to Rosemary Pearl and Rachel. They both joined our Patreon page at patreon.com/girltales, where they have access to stickers, coloring pages, and the scripts to all of our tales. Thank you so, so much, Rosemary and Rachel. It truly means the world to me that you love Girl Tales. If you want to hear your name at the top of the next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. And another special shout out to a Tailblazer who calls themselves Pip. They left an awesome review with even more awesome emojis. Thank you so much, Pip. If you like Girl Tales as much as Pip does, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts today. Now, on to our episode. Now, you'll notice that this is just the first half of an episode. You'll hear the next half of the story on August 20th. This is Nova's Lab Becoming a Moon Rock. Enjoy!
Hello, Tailblazers! It's me, Nova. I'm so excited you're here in my lab, especially because it's Moon Day! I am so excited! Today is the 50th anniversary of the first time any person set foot on the moon. In July 1969, three astronauts journeyed from Earth to the moon. Two of those astronauts, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, became the first people to set foot on the moon. Can you imagine what it was like on the day they landed on the moon?
Nova, they don't have to imagine. We can send you there.
Catherine, you're right. This is Catherine. She is an advanced computer that I built and named after NASA pioneer Catherine Johnson. And she can do some amazing things. With Catherine's help, I become objects from different times and places, so we can learn more about important moments in the past and the science behind historical events.
Nova, for today's experiment.
Oh yes, Catherine, we should get ready to go.
Yes, and instead of simply going to the moon...
I'm so excited to go to the moon and bring the Tailblazers along. We're going to travel through time and space so that we can become a moon rock on July 20th, 1969, the day the lunar module landed on the moon. We need to find out how Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong were able to enter the moon's orbit. That means to circle the moon from space. And then land on the moon's surface. Are you ready, Tailblazers?
But Nova, you don't have to go to the moon to learn about orbit. There's a special kind of math you can do.
Catherine, you know math is my least favorite subject. It's hard, and I'd rather learn about things by being there.
Math and science, math and music, math and every subject go together, Nova. Math is key to understanding the world and the universe.
Okay, Catherine, I know. But for this experiment, I just want to be a moon rock and see the astronauts.
There's so much more to space travel.
Catherine, please fire up the particle accelerator.
All right, Nova, but after the moon, I have a special assignment for you.
A special assignment? Is it another experiment?
That's right.
Okay, Catherine. Let's get moving, though. We have to make it to the moon landing.
Particle accelerator charged and ready.
Tailblazers, we're on our way to July 20th, 1969. We're going to become a moon rock to learn about how the astronauts of the Apollo 11 mission were able to enter the moon's orbit and then successfully land their lunar module. Are you ready? Awesome! Hold on tight and count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
Do you hear that? That is the silence of space. We're on the moon. We can't hear sounds like we normally hear because in space there are no molecules to carry sound waves to our ears. But there are electromagnetic waves that we can change into sound waves. Catherine, can you change the electromagnetic waves into sound waves?
Transmitting now.
Let's listen. Wow, that's also what space sounds like. And I have been transformed into a moon rock. Oh, I'm small and I'm grayish white with lots of small holes in me. The gravity is lower here on the moon, so I weigh less here than I would on Earth. Oh, I can see Earth from here. And the sun. We're on the moon. Oh, look, I can see the lunar module. That's the small ship that Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong took from Apollo 11 down to the moon. It's just a few feet away. And in a few minutes, Neil Armstrong will step out of the lunar module in his spacesuit and utter those famous words. Then Buzz Aldrin will join him, and we'll be here to see it all.
Nova, what have you discovered about orbiting the moon?
Well, I don't actually... Oh, look! Here comes Neil Armstrong down the ladder and stepping onto the surface of the moon!
I'm gonna step off the limb. That's one small step for man.
Wow! This moment will be stamped on the history of Earth for the rest of time. The first moment a human being set foot on the moon.
Nova, what about the experiment?
Oh, right. We're here to find out how to orbit the moon. But I'm not sure how we can figure that out. We need tools to figure out how fast the moon is moving, which direction it's moving in, what the force of gravity is on the moon, as well as the gravitational pull of both the Earth and the Sun. That's so much to figure out. How can we do it?
You'll need to calculate it, Nova, using math.
So, we could never have sent anyone to the moon without math?
That's right.
I guess math is pretty important. I still don't know how we'll find the answers to our questions about orbiting the moon.
I have an idea, Nova. I'm firing up the particle accelerator.
Hold on, Tailblazers. We're leaving the moon and Catherine is sending us...
Where are you sending us, Catherine?
You'll see.
Count down with me, Tailblazers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
Tailblazers, it sounds like we're in some kind of office? That's weird. I thought to understand orbit, we'd have to go into orbit, but...
Whoa! Someone is coming toward us. Oh my goodness! It's Catherine Johnson!
That was Nova's lab, Becoming a Moon Rock, written, performed, and produced by Tessa Flannery, with some help from me, Rebecca Cunningham. Our theme song is by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and remember, I believe in you.